Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. Text 19, is that right? Okay. Didrikshu tat aham pranidhaya mana hridi vikshamanaha api na apashyam avitripta eva atura didrikshus tara pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapsya pasyan avitripta ivaturaha didrikshustat ahambhuya pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapasyan avitripta ivaturaha pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapasyam avitripta ivaturaha. Didrikshustaraham bhuya pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapashyam avitripta ivaturaha. Didrikshustaraham bhuya pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapashyam avitripta ivaturaha. Didrikshustaraham bhuya
pranidhaya manohridi
pranidhaya manohridi
vikshamano pinapashyam avitripta ivaturaha.
Didrikshustaraham bhuya pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapashyam avitripta ivaturaha. Someone else? Didrikshustaraham bhuya pranidhaya manohridi vikshamano pinapasyam avitripta ivaturaha. Didrikshu, desiring to see, tat, that, aham, I, bhuyaha, again, pranididhaya, having concentrated the mind, manaha, the mind, hridi, upon the heart, vikshamanaha, waiting to see, api, in spite of, na, never, apashyam, saw him, avitriptaha,
without being satisfied,
eva,
like.
Aturaha,
aggrieved.
Translation. I desire to see again that transcendental form of the Lord, but despite my attempts to concentrate upon the heart with great eagerness to view the form again, I could not see him anymore, and thus dissatisfied, I was very much aggrieved.
Purport. There is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision, just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. The sun rises out of his own accord, so also the Lord is pleased to be present out of his causeless mercy. One should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed duty in devotional service of the Lord. Narada Muni taught that the Lord could be seen again by the same mechanical process which was successful in the first attempt, but in spite of his utmost endeavor, he could not make the second attempt successful. The Lord is completely independent of all obligations. He can simply be bound up by the tie of unalloyed devotion, nor is he visible or perceivable by our material senses. When he pleases, being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy of the Lord, then he may be seen out of his own accord.
Tadrikshus tat aham bhuya pranidhaya mano hridi vikshamano pinapasyam avitipta ivatara. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that the process of Ashtanga Yoga, one who practices it, sometimes he goes to the Vaikuntha planets and doesn't return, but sometimes he does return. It depends on the circumstances. Because it's a mechanical process, so mechanical means mechanical. It means there may be some mechanical breakdown. It's like you're driving a car. It's not a sure thing. The car may have a breakdown. Some mechanical error. So similarly, when one's performing this Ashtanga mechanical yoga, there may be some error. Well, he left at the wrong time. Oh, well, he missed it. Sai Krishna says there that those who leave during the dark moon, dark fortnight, when the sun travels in the south or in the night, then he comes back again. He missed the opportunity. In other words, the Lord is not exclusively available for yogis. Sometimes he is. Sometimes he makes himself available, but not all the time. Whereas with the devotees, he's always available. He's always there for the devotees because they're unalloyed. And the example is given that if a mother has many children and she loves them all equally, but she takes special care if the little baby cries. Why? Because the baby's helpless. The other children, they can look after themselves for a while, but the baby's helpless. Therefore, the baby gets first attention, the mother. Similarly, the bhakta, the devotee, he's always crying for the Lord. He's helpless because he has no other shelter. The other, the karmis, they have their shelter. Well, I have my country, I have my wife, I have my home, my job, my football team. So they've taken other shelters. And the gyanis, they have their Brahman and their speculation, 1880, and their slogans. Everybody's got something else. But the bhakta, the unalloyed bhakta, anyabilashita shunyam gyanakarmadyanavitam, anakul yena krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutama. The pure devotee has given up everything else. He has nothing but Krishna. He's compared to the chatuki bird. Chatuki bird only drinks water from the cloud. Won't drink water anywhere else. If there's no cloud, then he'll die of thirst. Similarly, a devotee, pure devotee, he doesn't care for anything else. He's not interested in any demigods. He's not interested in Brahman or Mukti or sense gratification. Therefore, Krishna has to take care of him personally. Ananyaschintiyantam am yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham. And the point is that Krishna is completely independent when it comes to how he reciprocates. There's just no, you can't control him. He is Swarat. He's independent. And that's what makes him so wonderful. Just like in the material world even, if some woman, she finds a man very sought after, but if she captivates him and then he just does whatever she wants, well, you know, he's not so attractive anymore. He'll do whatever I want. He's already captivated. But the thing about Krishna is he's not captivated by anyone or anything. And he's not at all attached. He even told Rukmini, he said, better you marry someone else. I made a mistake. I don't really love you. And the gopis, he left the gopis, apparently. Why? Because he had to kill Kamsa. Someone might say, well, why would he leave the gopis just to kill Kamsa? Better to stay with the gopis. But Krishna is completely independent. You cannot guess what he's going to do or know or force him to act any more than you can make the sun rise when you want it to. In the middle of the night, if you say, okay, I want the sun to rise, it doesn't matter. Sun has his own orbit. In the same way, the Lord has his own way of performing things. And therefore, he's always fresh, always new. Even though he's unlimitedly merciful, and he's very attracted by the devotion of his devotees, still, he always remains independent. He's not purchased. But you can purchase him by love, but not by anything else. Not by power, not by strength, not by your austerities even. Because austerity doesn't necessarily mean love. Hiranyakashipu performed great austerities to satisfy Lord Brahma, but was he really doing it out of love, or was there some, did he have some agenda? What do you think? Yeah, he had agenda. He had big agenda. I want to control the universe. Basically, he wanted to take over Brahma's position. So this is his love. There's a saying that your love for me is like the love of the Musalman for the chickens that he maintains. Now, the Musalman, he maintains the chickens. But is it love? He fattens them up, he feeds them nicely. But no, his love is, his plan is that in a few weeks, when they get nice and fat, he'll cut their neck and have them for dinner. Is that love? So that's the type of love that we see in the material world. It's all conditional. You see, the karmis, sometimes they also go to church or mosque or temple and they offer something. But they're thinking, I want, give me back. What is it? There's a story about how the karmis worship. There was one, she was worshiping, materialistic person was worshipping Durga, and said, so Durga said, all right, give me a goat. And so the worshipper said, oh, goats are expensive. So, all right, give me something smaller. Give me some chicken. Oh, chickens are also expensive. All right, give me some smaller animal, a cat or something. Offer something. I can't get cat. It's too difficult. All right, so Durga said, give at least a fly. Offer me a fly. I said, well, there's so many flies, Durga. You can pick one out yourself. Just get one. So this is their idea of devotion. They're the Karmis. And the Gyanis, their idea is, yes, I show some devotion until I can take over the position. Like with the Guru. They offer the Guru a great deal of worship, and then their idea is, kill the Guru and then take over the position. You become supreme. So that's their idea. They worship God with the idea that I'll become God. And there's nothing... So this type of devotion is not favorable. It's not anukulyena. It's pratikulyena. It's unfavorable service. They're only working for their own benefit. But a devotee, he serves the Lord favorably, according to the Lord's desire. There was some of the devotees had a record that they wanted to play for Srila Prabhupada. It was recorded by the sister of Ravi Shankar, Lakshmi Shankar. So the song was, I am missing you, O Krishna, where are you? And it said, I'm missing you, O Krishna, where? Although I cannot see you, I hear your flute all the while. Please come and wipe my tears and make me smile. Prabhupada liked it. He said, this is in the mood of separation, like the six Goswamis. They're not saying that I've already seen Krishna, now I'm liberated. But he's begging, please come, Krishna, please. I'm missing you. I want to see you. So this mood of separation, that I want to see you. In this mood of separation. In other words, the Lord is independent. You cannot order Him. You can beg, please come. Just like we say, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatume. O Lord of the universe, please be visible, kindly be visible before my eyes. That word is used here. Napasyam. Never saw Him. Because the Lord had revealed Himself to Narad Muni, but then He disappeared. Same thing happened to Parikshit Maharaj. Who knows what the word Parikshit means? Raise your hand if you know. Yes, the examiner. So, he was... And the reason he got that name, Parikshit, because the Lord appeared while he was in the womb. As you know, the Lord entered the womb of Uttara because Parikshit was being attacked by the Brahmastra weapon, Vashvatama. So he went there and the Lord saw him, or Parikshit Maharaj saw him, the embryo. And he was thinking, what a beautiful form. But then the Lord left. And he was always looking, examining, where is that form? Where is that beautiful form? Therefore he's known as Parikshit. Where is he? I want to see him. Now this is a good mood. I want to see Krishna again. But how to see Krishna? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see God, but act in such a way that God will see you. It's just like, let's say you're employed by some company, a big company. So after some time you're working and you're thinking, I want to see the owner of the company. So you go up there and the secretary says, yes. And you say, I'd like to see the owner. You say, okay. Sit down. I'll see if I can make an appointment for you. So the day goes by and he says, you have to wait 2 weeks now. He's going away. He has some big meeting. And then you go and you're trying to get in. And then when the secretary goes to the restroom for a minute, you try to sneak in. Then the guard says, get out. No, so the idea is, don't try to see by your own strength. But if you work nicely, if you perform your duty, then the owner will want to come and see you. And the owner may call you in. Please come in. I'm so thankful. I'm so appreciative of the way you're serving. You're doing your work nicely. So that's the point. Don't try to see God, because how good are your eyes? The eyes are not very good. But if you behave nicely, serve nicely, then the Lord will see you. He will bring you. Like that story of the South Indian Brahmin. He was worshiping the Lord in his mind and offering him nice foodstuffs, cooking sweet rice for him in gold pots. And then the Lord he was pleased, so he told his associates, the Vishnudutas, go bring him to Vaikuntha. So they went and they brought him. If the Lord wants to see you, then it's very easy. Just like if the sun wants to rise, you'll see the sun. And if the sun doesn't want to come, then you can try with all your lights and you can do whatever you like, but it won't work. Well, Krishna explains that not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga can I be appreciated, can I be seen. I can be seen only by bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. Questions?
In the purport, Prabhupada says that there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. And you were also mentioning in the lecture that if you do your duty nicely, then Lord will want to see you. But then most of the karmis also say the same thing. They say just do your prescribed duty nicely and you don't have to go to the temple or you don't have to chant.
No, but there's a difference. They're saying just do your work, karma mimamsa. But Krishna is saying do devotional service. Offer your loving manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. The difference is that one is simply working for the fruits and the other is working to please the Lord. There's a total difference in the quality. One is out of love, or at least the beginnings of love, and the other is just lust. He wants to enjoy. So the karmi's devotion or work is compared to iron, and the other, the bhakta, is compared to gold. Although someone was saying, they were talking with Prabhupada about this, Dr. Patel in Mumbai, and he said, actually, in this age, iron is more valuable than gold. Because everything is built out of iron. But Prabhupada said, no, we'll take the gold. Intelligent person will take the gold. But unintelligent, he wants the iron. Just give me some big factory or some automobile. He's thinking this is wealth. A big automobile. But what happens after a few years? The automobile is simply, it's useless. You have to throw it away, pay someone to take it. But gold is always valuable. Gold never loses value. But automobile, after a few years, it's worthless. The Iron Age. You had a question?
Was Narad Muni performing pure devotional service at this stage?
Well, he was certainly pretty advanced. The Lord revealed himself before him. Yes. Began to meditate on the super soul. So he was practicing the mechanical system, the Ashtanga Yoga. So maybe not completely pure, but Krishna wants to help When you see someone's making the attempt, then Krishna helps. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj wasn't pure. He was practicing the system that Narad Muni gave, also a kind of mystic yoga system. But the Lord's so kind that he saw, well, there's some bhakti here. So he came. Even though there was a mixture. But by the Lord's association, Dhruva Maharaj became purified. Swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. He said, my Lord, now that I've seen you, I have no more desires. Kachin vachin van api divya ratnam. I was searching for pieces of broken glass, but now I've found the most valuable gem. So I don't care for these things anymore. I don't want anything material. Krishna wants to take away our material desires if we come to Him. In the Bhagavatam it said, akama sarva kamo va moksha kam udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajetu purusham param. Whether one has all material desires, no material desires, or desire for liberation, he should engage in devotional service to the Lord. Because the Lord will purify, take away those desires, and give Himself instead. Krishna is willing to give Himself instead of all of our material desires. So Narad Muni learned that the Lord is not so cheap. It's not that you can snap your fingers and the Lord will come. Or you can just, you know, press your nose this way or that way. That's the beginning. Krishna will give some mercy to give some hint or some advancement, but actually we have to give up all these material desires. Or we have to accept Krishna on His terms. Just like Lord Chaitanya prayed, Asli Shiva Padaratam Pinastumam Adarshanam Marmatam Karotva Ita Tita Bhavididatu Lampato Matpananatas Tu Sevanapara. He said, I do not know anyone else except Krishna as my Lord, even though He may make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. Adarshanam, not letting me see Him. Still, He's my worshipful Lord. Or, you see the point? Whereas the karmis, or those who are not sincere devotees, they say, if God gives me wealth, then I'll worship Him. If God does what I want, order supplier, then, okay, I'll go to the church or temple. But what if God doesn't? What if you're asking for God, please give me money, give me this, give me that, but what if He doesn't give it to you? What if He takes what you have away? Will you still serve Him? Or will you give Him up and go to someone else? And we see that most people, they give up God, they give up the process, and they just think, well, why should I go to God? I can go and work in the office and make money that way. What do I need pray to God for? I can work in the office, make some money. I can enjoy my senses, and I don't need God anymore. But a real devotee is one who doesn't give up Krishna even in distress. Look at Draupadi. She was in the most distress. She was being dishonored